Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Pesach im Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Shechate, what if he shechted the carbon Pesach? Shaloi li oichla. For people who can't eat it. Let's say the person was sick, or he was too old to be able to eat the meat, or too young. They can't eat a kazayas basar. When he shechted the carbon Pesach, he had in mind for those people. Ushaloi lemluyav. Or for people who weren't counted in. I'm sure you remember that the din by a carbon Pesach is it can only be eaten by menuyim. You have to sort of register yourself beforehand. You have to make up in which chabura you belong to eat the carbon Pesach. Literally, it means those counted in. So a bunch of people got together. They were going to be makar their carbon Pesach, eat it together. And he shechted it for a different chabura. Or le'areilim. Areilim means Yisraelim, they didn't have bris milah. Not because their father did something wrong. What happened is, they had older brothers that died right after the bris milah, so he couldn't perform the bris milah on them. Even though it's not their fault, they still can't eat the Karban Pesach. And he shechted the Karban Pesach, having in mind areilim, ulitmeyim, or people that are tummy, that are asr bekachim. Someone whose tummy would be chayv karis for eating the Karban Pesach. In all these cases, pasal. Now, like in the previous Mishnah, we're going to discuss now what happens if he had different machshavas, right ones and wrong ones. Let's say, the oichlav, he had in mind, to shech the carbon pesach indeed for people who could eat it, vishalai the oichlav, and also for people who can't eat it, like those that are sick, too young, too old. Lemenuya, for the right chabura, vishalai lemenuya, and for those who weren't counted in for this carbon pesach. Limulim, he had in mind people that did have bris milah, vili areilim, and also areilim. Litmeyim, vilitayim, for people that are tummy as well as people that are tahar. The din is kosher. How come in the previous Mishnah, we were told it has to be done l'shmoy, so we said that if he does it l'shmoy, u'shaloy l'shmoy, it's pasul? And the answer is there, we're being much more strict. Because the psul is in the guf of the carbon pasach, the actual carbon itself. He has the wrong machshava on the carbon, as he's creating the carbon. But over here, where the carbon itself is okay, the problem is who he's shechting the carbon for, so we're being more mekel. We're saying that if he's doing it for the right people and the wrong people, maisa, it's still kosher. Vayter zok l'mishnah. Shechate kaidim chatzais. He shechted it too early, before chatzais. Pasul, mishum shenema, the pasuk says, bein hor abayim, it has to be in the afternoon. However, although he's supposed to wait till after the makar of the tumah shel bein hor abayim, as explained earlier, every day in the Beis Hamikdash, they were makar of the tumah shel shachar and the tumah shel bein hor abayim. And although almost all karbanas have to be brought in between those two tamidim, and like we learned earlier, that's why they even pushed off the tumah shel bein hor abayim to get everyone in, but we said the karban pesach is different. The karban pesach were makar after the tumah shel bein hor abayim. Well, what if he didn't follow the rules? Shechatin, he shechted it kaidim latamid. So din is here, it's kasha. Unlike shechting it before chatzais, shechting it before the tamid doesn't passel it. Here it's kasha, but you have to follow the instructions. If he shechted it before the tamid shel bein hor abayim, the zrika of the dam has to be after the tamid shel bein hor abayim. Now, the dam gets hard. You're not going to be able to be zirik it after a while. And therefore, says the Mishnah, once again, shechata if he shechted the carbon pesach, kaidim l'tamid before the tamid, kasher is kasher, ubulvad, provided. Even though we're soon going to see that even this is not ma'akev, but at least to start with, we should arrange. She echad memores bedami. Someone's going to have to keep mixing the dam to keep it liquidy. Ad she azarek dam hatamid, until they first azarek the blood of the carbon tamid, and then the zrik of the carbon pesach will come afterward. But even here,
so quickly, Chazungobo, we learned in our Mishnah,
for those who couldn't eat a kazayis basar, a chayla, someone who's sick, he's too old or he's too young. Or he shechted it for people that weren't part of the chabura, he shechted it for the wrong chabura. You have to make up beforehand which group eats which karbe. Or he shechted it for those who didn't have bris milah, even though it's not their fault, they couldn't, because for them it would have been a sakana. Or for people that are tamei, the din is the karbe is tassel. But if he had both in mind, people that could eat it as well as people who can't eat it, people that are part of the chabur as well as those who were not, people that did have bris mil as well as those who didn't, people that are tummy as well as those that are tahar, unlike in the previous case where we said l'shmoy or shaloy l'shmoy, or the other way around, is pasul, here it's kosher. And the Batanur explained the reason we're being more lenient over here is because the psul isn't in the carbon itself, but it's in those that the carbon is intended for. And we learned in the Mishnah, if he shachts it before chatzos, it's possible. The Torah says, bein horabayim, if he shachts it before the carbon tamid, although he wasn't supposed to, it's kosher, he should have someone mixing the blood, so at least the zrika should be after the carbon damid tamid, but if he didn't do that, it's still kosher.